Grid hasn't been mutated stone all day.
Okay. Fine. We are on Daf Chavav Amud Beis, right? Beis Avtinas Uveis Hanitzos. Does anybody remember what they were?
Two places.
Right? Ibayelahu. Aliyos Mamish Havu Odilma Dehavu Gavi Magba Kalios. Are they actually an attic? Are they actually an upper floor? Or is it really they were rooms that were situated higher than other rooms? Right? Toshma? This none. Then we have a bride set up. Sorry?
What's the difference? As in.
You remember the minor line after we know?
No, what's the difference in that? You can see a higher room. A higher room is an upper story.
Not necessarily. There are lots of ways in which a room can be higher. Right, Tashma, right, said this now, we all have Mishnah, right? Shebet Sofoin Shar Hanitzitz Kimin Achsadra Haya Ve'anliya Benuya Al Gava Shakayanim Moshem Rimila Maila Velavim Milamato Pesach Haya Lelechol. Okay, so it's up in the Shar Ha, in the north you have the Shar Hanitzitz, right? And it was sort of like a corridor, right? And it had a room built above it. And the Kohanim would guard above, and the Levim would guard below, and it had a door which led to outside the Beis Hamikdash. At Lechol, to the place which is not Kodesh. So the answer is, it's an actual upper room. Right? Mana Neimili, where does that come from? The son of Rabbanan, as the Brisa says, Ve'ilavu alecha v'sharesucha b'avidaschachas v'mandabra ta'imir b'avidaschachas d'arayonela b'avidassam v'oimer v'nilavu alecha v'shamru lechol kelav l'cholav adzer harei b'avidassam ne'amur. So where does this come from? The pasuk says about Levi, "Vilavu alecha," that they will accompany you, "Veshamru lechok," "Veyishartuch," and they will serve you, right? It's talking about your avoda, or it says maybe it's not talking about your avoda. Maybe it's talking about their avoda. And if their avoda would be to serve you, but they wouldn't have any avoda other than that. It says, they will accompany you, and they will guard all of his implements and all of his avodah. That means their avodah, their role in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the Levim's role? Meshurim, Shoarim, right? Ha, man, okay, what's this? V'ilavu alecha v'sharasucha v'avidaschak. Also, Midarim must be talking about your avoida, not their avoida. Ha, ketzad, what's this mean? Kohanim, shemir mimala, v'libim milamata. It means that when the Kohanim, whose job it is to guard the Beis Hamikdash, right, will stand, they will guard above, and the Levim will guard below. Beis Hamikid, keeper. Beis Hamikid is a, you know, a dome, right? Uvais gadol haya, was huge. V'chad shomer hu dehave bevei samoikid. Is it really true that there was one shomer, one guard in the Beis Hamikdash? Moikid v'raminhi, we have a contradiction. Shnei sharim hayu bevei samoikid. It had two gates. Echad pasuach l'chel v'echad pasuach l'adzara. One that was that opened up to the chel, and the other one opened up to the adzara. What's the chel? Yeah, so it's a fenced-in area around the actual Beis Hamikdash, still on Har HaBayis.
But it's not hectic. It's not.
So it has a sort of in-between status, right? Certain say it doesn't have to say all the same rules as the Beis Hamikdash. For example, a tummy mace can be there.
A coin.
Tummy mace.
Oh, can a tummy coin?
Don't understand the question.
Like a coin, who's like a Valkyrie or.
Oh, and anybody who's a Valkyrie can't be there. They can't be on Har HaBayis. A Valkyrie is not allowed on Har HaBayis, right?
That's worse than Tumas Mace.
But I mean, yes. Tumas Mace is in that sense is the most makel of the Tumas. You are only banned from banging that Har HaBayis Atzmo. Beis Hamikdash Atzmo, excuse me. Okay. Cool. So it says one. It has two gates. One of them opened up to the Beit HaZara, and the other one opened up to the Chil. Right, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bezeh shenichnasim l'razara pishpesh katan ayelo sheboi nichnasim livalush ha'azara. And Rabbi Yehuda said at the gate which went into the Azara there was a little hole, right? And yeah. Kishishod, there was a little hole, right? And through that hole, they would through that little gate, they would basically go in to clean up the Azara before Trumas Adeshen, because they can't open the main gates of the Azara. Meaning, remember I mentioned that there are locked gates to the Azara, and you can't get in at night. You can't get out at night, right? Well, you can't get out. Nobody's getting out. There's nobody here to get out, but you can't get in. And so the question is, but wait, we stomma the base of Mikdash. People need to be able to go in at night, right? When they meant to do the maintenance work? No, presumably at night. They're not going to do the maintenance during the day. That's it. It's finished.
They go to the hall to clean it.
Ah, so there's this tiny little hole that they could use to get in here. Right, and that's what it was. And since it's this tiny little place that wasn't particularly important, right, it doesn't need its own shmira. It doesn't need its own set of people guarding it. Right, so therefore, they would only guard the entrance going out into the chil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is a different answer. No, because they were opposite each other. Right, in the same room, opposite each other. Somebody else can guard them. Right? The same person can guard them, right? You don't need a separate shmira. Divailacha, one person would face this way, and the other person would face that person would face that way, and that way they're both guarded. Okay?
You mean one person would look both ways?
No, one person, it's where I'll all the Zikni base up were in this room.
But one of them is a shomer, no?
No, there is all the Zikni base over there. They're all guarding.
So what does the stirrup? It said, shomer hu de hau beveis amoked or mini.
I think it means shomer. I assume it means shmira, as in one like group of people guarding.
So
then one shmira, one watch.
People, there's two gates.
That seems to be the idea. And the answer was, no, it doesn't need it, either because it's a tiny little gate that's not so significant, or because since they're opposite each other, one group can do both.
So the kashi was, how can one group of shomrim guard two gates?
Mm-hmm.
Just one person.
No, remember, we're not talking about a practical guarding here. We're talking about a guarding which is a Xeris Akasav, right? The Torah says you have to guard the base of Mikdash.
Oh,
so it makes a lot of sense that you'd have one sort of group of people on each gate. This is reasonable, no?
Yeah, there's like a million gates in this picture.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Look, over a million is pushing it just a little bit, but
it's like at least 60.
This is Kuzma Ba'alma. Doesn't block off a quote from this?
What?
Look at quotes from this, and you block it off. He's quoting from this. Not doing two drops.
I don't know. Listen, you're right. It's a good question. I don't know what the answer is. Why is it that these other gates do not require guarding?
Didn't you answer the question? Because you say it's a katul guarding, and you don't actually need to guard at each gate because they're both gates that are in one room. So
theater, but we did ask if we have a separate, if we have two gates for the base of Moked, one going into the wall of the Azara, one going to the Azara itself, then don't we need two shmiras for it?
Yeah, and the answer is that one guard in the Beit HaMoked would be enough.
But the only reason why was because that guard can actually handle both of them, or you know, whatever or something. But the assumption still stands in general that you do have to guard all the entrances to the Azara. So why is this? Let's see. There is 1, 2, 3, 4. But Nagid Chol Yoter 6, right? 6 gates to the. Oh no, it that's 5.
there's 8 gates to the Azara here.
One guy can do the
Maybe the chap is that these are the gates that weren't locked.
Maybe the chap is that these are the gates that weren't locked.
Right, remember that the people have to be able to get into the Beis Hamikdash, so you only need to guard the gates that aren't locked. And maybe you don't need to guard the gates that are locked anyway. Like Shari Nicanor, for example, is locked. So why aren't you guarding it? Because it's locked, so no worries anyway. But maybe that's the answer. Yeah. Mukaf Rovdin Shel Evan. So it was surrounded by rocks, right? Like stones. Rovdin Mainu, what are they? Gizresa de itz de basa de salki lehu behu le itz de basa. Basically, they are basically hewn stones that you can use them as steps to get up to the wall. They look, says, I'm just going to read through the Miyuchas Rashi here. They look like beds, and then they could be used as beds. They apparently weren't, but you could theoretically use them as beds. That's what they look like. There are these gigantic steps, basically, up to the wall of the Azara. Okay? That was what surrounded the... These are the things that surrounded the Beis Hamoked. Omi havu miflege avonim v'achzitz. Right? Were they really cut stones? Right? Well, what's the question? Were they stones that were cut? Right? Were they not just whole rocks? V'achziva beis inozev and shlema v'gomra. Doesn't the pasuk say that when Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, it was built with unhewn rock?
Isn't that also the Zerot HaKatuk?
No. Oh, the name is Beach. Amara Baye Demisakne Umaisi Mikari Avne Zutrasa Bavne Ravasa. If Steve Avne Ether Amites Avne Shmona Amites. The idea was that they didn't want to, because of the Gzeiras HaKosov, that you are not allowed to build a Mizbeach from hewn stone. They did not want to build anything in the Beis Hamikdash from hewn stone. Right? But on the other hand, that is not the most practical thing in the entire universe, nor would it look particularly nice. Right? So what they did was they cut the stone and then brought it already hewn before it got to the Azara. That way, at least in the Azara, there weren't any steel implements cutting stone. Okay. Zikne Beis Av Yeshen Misham. The Zikne Beis Av would sleep there. Why? Why? The Eili Mithos. Why didn't they sleep in beds? Amar Abaye Lavar Acharali Yuli Mithos Beis Hamikdash. Says Abaye. No, that's not comedy. Right? If the Beis Av that's sleeping there, so the Mishmar that's guarding has to sleep sometimes, it'll sleep. Right. But to bring beds into the Beis Hamikdash and make it into like somebody's home, that's not kavadik. That's not the right way to do things. Okay?
It is not kavadik to have people just like lying on the floor.
It's a nice chair, but.
Like, there's something like you're making yourself too at home if you bring the bed. That's not the right way to do things. No? No, Truth and Mitzvah says that they explicitly lay on the floor, but they use their the Brudnik Kahuna as a pillow. I assume it's just because, like, no, you're making yourself too at home. And you shouldn't feel at home like that in the Beis Hamikdash. But you should feel like you're somewhere very special, somewhere very unusual. And if that makes you a little bit uncomfortable, okay.
Like a
shiva,
it's like a very narrow bed.
I assume that you were going to say it's like yeshiva. That's why they have you basically sleeping on slats of wood. Because what's the difference? Okay. Pirkei Adashutz, I actually knew somebody here a few years ago who decided that the mattress was less comfortable than just sleeping on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
So he did.
They're not that bad. They're really not that bad.
Also, mattresses serve as an insulation layer.
I think we put something on the floor to insulate, but... Pirkei Huna ish kisusei ba'aretz. The Pirkei Huna would leave there, begot him on the floor. Amai! Why? Hasam kari lehu roivim hacha kari lehu. Pirkei Huna, why are they being called by different names? One place, the younger Kohanim called Roivim. Here, they're called Pirkei Huna. What's the difference? Amri, in asam de le matu le mevad avoida kari lehu roivim, acha de matu le mevad avoida kari lehu pirchei. So, there, when they were going to do avoida, right, they were called pirchei kehuna, reading pirchei kehuna ish kesuso ala aretz, right? There, they're about to do avoida. Right, but when you're talking about that they're sleeping, I suppose they're sleeping right before they do avodah or something. Right, rovim are not even related to an avodah. They're the that's the shmira. That's not a real avodah, and therefore they're not called pirkei kehuna. It's not about. They're not called prachim. They're not called flowers. Then they're called, you know, rovim, young people. I'm not totally certain why that is, you know, the case. Right, and sleeping on the ground is also not such an avodah. I don't know. Sorry, Ian. Shkayech.
Isn't it when they're... Isn't the point that they put their... talking about their klei avoda, they put their garments on the ground. So it's to do with their clothes. They're preparing for the next day's work.
No, it says they're going to do an avoda. The matala mevad avoda. They're coming to do avoda. So they're going to do... And they lie down at the beginning of the night. They're sleeping so they can do avoda. Okay, the chora shmira is also... You can say that. So shmira is lagamri, a different activity. Not related to the avoda. Not sure.